We're back, and yeah, today is Social Chats Locals. I was playing some really cool music there. I'm just looking into some of the opener for the show. So, earlier today we played Tuesday the song. I really liked it. It's instrumental, so I really liked it. But I will wait for Maria to give me a call back in, and we have a special guest today. As you guys know, I nosh every weekend, if you're following me on Twitter or Facebook, so I'm always noshing. But oh, here comes Maria. Did they answer that for her? Hey, Maria.
Hey, Tanya.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. How's your Tuesday?
Oh, interesting so far. Never a dull moment around here.
Well, you know, South Florida, Miami, and it's so hot today. Like,
it really is.
Isn't it?
It's chilly.
I was like, I was enjoying that weather we were getting. It's nice and cool and breezy.
So are we over here?
Yes, we are. We're live. I was playing music earlier.
I think we're supposed to have a guest today. I did email him this morning as per his instructions.
Uh-huh.
And I told him to call around 1:15.
Awesome.
So hopefully,
he'll call in.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was just talking about how, you know, every weekend, if anyone's following me out there, I always check into, Facebook. I mean, I check into Foursquare and it lands on my Twitter, my Facebook stream. But I'm always talking about my nosh. I'm always out noshing. So I'm like the queen of nosh.
Yeah, nosh is good. And I knew when I heard about this event, I said, I have to tell Tanya about it.
I know, I was excited.
I think it's in Boca.
It is? Wow. I'm definitely going to look it out.
Or the guy who's calling from Boca.
Well, Stuart Silver is our guest today.
He's the one who's supposed to call.
Yeah. So,
it's a celebration of Jewish food.
Yes. And to come in, you have to bring in 5 pounds of non-perishable food items is your admission. And it's part of a temple, synagogue. It's actually in Cooper City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's really neat. And I guess it's not on Twitter. I see Nosh Fest for colleges. Like 2010, there was a Nosh Fest one the college was putting up. But I found the fan page on Facebook, so it's Nosh Fest is the name of the fan page.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting. I'll have to check it out. And it's from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., Sunday, February 12th, 2012. So it's coming up pretty soon. So before he calls in, how was your weekend?
Well, it was pretty good. I spent some time on the beach. Went to hear some live music, and it was nice.
Awesome. And who was playing?
A Latin jazz group called Oriente.
Uh-huh. It was a pack?
And when we were at the Van Dyke, where we also enjoyed a little nosh.
A little nosh? I love that word. I know, I use that word all the time. I always hashtag that. If you Google the word nosh, my name should be next to it. My picture should be. I'm always
noshing. Your middle name, Tanya Nosh Schultz.
Yep, there you go. I love to nosh. And you know, I at one time I wanted to learn how to speak Yiddish. So Scotty got me this book about it's kind of like a children's story tale book, but it was kind of funny because they instead of using actual words. They were used, Yiddish words. And it was really interesting. I got a kick out of it. I have to find it. I was reading it for a while there, and then I put it down, and I forgot about it. Because if in any language you want to learn something, you got to use it all the time. And if you don't use it, you forget it. Especially Yiddish. And when I was hanging out with Scotty's mom, she used to, like, tell me some words. It was kind of cool. But
Yeah, I learned a lot of Yiddish words. And growing up in high school, my friends were Jewish and they used Yiddish at home.
Uh huh.
And so, they're great words. You know, they have so much character.
Well, you grew up like in the North Miami Beach area, am I correct? Because that's where a lot of like the original Jewish people were at? Now, well, besides moving to Boca, I mean,
spent time on the beach, but I grew up in Palm Beach. But my friends were, like, all my best friends were Jewish.
Ah. Yeah, because I remember, like, you know, I always thought it was, like, the most the community was up in Boca area. Because I always tease, I said, you know, it's the summer homes of Long Island people that live in Long Island. This is Boca Raton, the summer home. But a lot of people have moved, like, back in the 60s and 70s, they lived in North Miami. It was very kosher. The whole North Miami area, it was, like, up with all the deli and everything. It was really nice, actually. I always loved that area back then.
Well, and most of the people that that were on the beach that were Jewish at that point in the 80s, you know, mm-hmm. they were mostly the elderly.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the post-World War II elderly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, Miami Beach was definitely not like it is today.
Yeah, Miami Beach has come a long way, I would say that. So how did you come across Noshfest?
I just randomly saw it on somebody's Facebook feed or something.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
So, but yeah, I knew that he would like it. And I'm sorry if I'm talking a little weird, but I'm just trying to get into this intersection here. I'm 95. Somebody's following me.
Oh. You driving and talking on the phone?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good now, though.
You're good? Okay. How's traffic? Want to give us a traffic report?
I don't want to get into an accident.
Yeah, not in South Florida.
Yeah, I always like to be home and comfortable in the show, but today I just couldn't help it. I had to go run an important errand.
Hold on a second. Okay, I think this is Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Yes.
This is Tanya Schultz and Maria de Los Angeles on Social Chats. How are you?
Very well.
Hi. Is this Stuart?
It is.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Are you calling from Boca Raton?
I am.
Yay, we love Boca.
It's where I work.
Fantastic. So
when I'm not volunteering with the temple on this Noshfest project,
and can you...
sometimes I'm not sure which one takes more of my time, but it's a very exciting event that we run, and pleased to talk about it with you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it because I don't know if Maria told you a little bit about myself, but I am Buddhist, but my boyfriend's Jewish. We've been together for. He's actually originally from Long Island, Port Washington. His synagogue is the Great Neck Synagogue.
But I know what that is. I grew up in Connecticut, so I know.
Oh, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So every time I do social media, so every time I check in anywhere we eat, I always say I'm noshing. I'm like late nosh, or so I'm all very much into anything to do with the Jewish lifestyle, as I would call, I would say it.
Great.
And so,
when we created this, we did so recognizing that our primary emphasis was on community service and how we could be of help to the community. And someone said, you know, there's not a Jewish food festival, much like there's an Italian one or a Greek one or something like that. And maybe we could make something out of this. And what started as like a little pet project has really become quite exciting in terms of the good reception that we've gotten from food banks, from corporate sponsors, from all kinds of community partners. It's been very, very exciting, and I just think we're on the right track to make this thing grow and grow to benefit the entire community. This is not just a Jewish event, and it's not just for our temple. It's for the entire community, and the primary recipient of the food is Feeding South Florida. We have other agencies as well that are getting food, but you know their network is so large that anything we can do to help them, we're going to do.
So how did the idea came about? You guys just realized there's no food festival?
It came about because, quite frankly, I was leading a leadership development group, those who wanted to get more involved in our temple and know more about it. And when we finished the training that we did, and we had some very committed people in terms of not only the temple but social action, we tried to come up with a group project where everyone could work together and do something a little creative. Tossed around several ideas, and this is the one that really took hold. And we shaped it and we refined it. It was, you know, in its first year, it was largely supported by members of our congregation. But as word's gotten out and as more people know about it, we've gotten more corporate participation. Feeding South Florida is a huge network into itself and has been very helpful to us. At this time we have, major hospitals that support our endeavor. We have, BMW and other corporate sponsors that really help us underwrite the costs that we have for undertaking this event, because our admission fee is simply bringing us, non-perishable food. You know, unlike, we're very different than most food festivals, because most food festivals today, at least in our community, are high-priced ticket items where you get to hobnob with celebrities and drink fancy wine and things like that. And that is not what we are. We are community, oriented, social action oriented, and our purpose is to feed hungry people. And so we deliberately, do not have an admission fee, and we instead get literally tons of food donated to us each year by the community who attend. And that makes us feel terrific. And we do it, you know, as a labor of love. And we have between 50 and 100 people from our synagogue that are working this event on the day of the event, not to mention a 30-person committee that I chair.
Wow.
It's a really big endeavor. And, in talking with, I'm sure both of you have heard about the South Florida Jewish Food Festival. The South Beach Food and Wine Festival, which has just become enormous. Well, that started about 10 or 12 years ago, and I've talked to some of the people who help organize that from places like the FIU School of Hospitality and other places, and they're telling us that, you know, they think our track is a very formidable one, and they think that we could be very large in our community if we keep growing as we have in the first. This is our third year.
Wow.
So it's quite exciting.
So how many people are you expecting on your third year? I mean,
you know, we never know. If it rains, we're in trouble, obviously, but we're an outdoor, largely an outdoor event. We had 2,100 last year, according to the Sheriff's Department, who was there. So, and in the first year, 2 years ago, we didn't know. We speculated we might have 400 or 500, and we had 1,000. So we keep growing by much more than we thought it, you know. Hopefully this year, I don't want to put a number on it, but I certainly think we would at least equal, if not expand, our numbers this year if the weather's good. More and more people are hearing about it. Last year we had two competitions that really were enjoyed by those who attended. One was very much like a Food Network competition in that we had 8 professional chefs lead teams in competition, and it was judged by dignitaries like politicians. We had mayors, we had state representatives, state senators, congresspeople, who acted as our judges. And at the end of last year's competition, those dignitaries said that this year they want to compete. So they're going to field teams this year to compete. We've had pie eating contests, and we've had all kinds of different things that not only introduce Jewish cuisine to some people who don't know it, but just make for a great day. We had over 500 children there. We have large assortment of Jewish activities, activities for children, including, little events for them to do that is food related. And, it's been a great thing. Everybody finds their niche, and, whether they want to come and listen to music or whether they want to see a cooking demonstration by a professional, this year we have a finalist from the Food Network cooking competition show, and we just keep adding to it in terms of different dimensions that may bring more and more people to our temple for the day.
Yeah, I'm looking.
So there's actually someone from the Food Network.
Not employed by the Food Network. This is actually a competitor that resides in our community from season 10. That was a finalist that is now based in Hollywood, and she's going to come and put on a cooking demonstration. We have faculty members from the Culinary School at the Arts Institute of Fort Lauderdale that are going to come and put on demonstrations. We have 30 students from the Arts Institute that are going to come and help us serve the food, and so it's very professionally served, and help us with our competitions. We reach out to a lot of different corners in order to make sure that, you know, this is well run, and that, you know, because it's food related, we want to make it as professional as we can. So that's why we recruit the different groups that we do, and it's worked out very, very well.
And for those who are not familiar with Jewish food, what can we expect to nosh on that day?
Oh, okay. Well, there's actually two groups of food. The traditional Jewish food menu items would include things like corned beef and brisket and items, pastrami, matzo ball soup, falafel, you know, the typical Jewish cuisine that's a little heavier, but really well liked by those who were raised on it, and people who try it for the first time seem to find that it's pretty interesting. And then in addition to that, we complement that with a whole lot of food vendors who provide not necessarily Jewish traditional food. So we have, we'll have pizza at the site, but the pizza is going to be matzo-based pizza, and we're going to have all kinds of desserts and snacks and ice creams and treats, and so no one will be hungry, that's for sure.
Is there extra cost for the food, or does the admission of the gift, the donation, include?
There is a nominal cost for the food. We try to keep it low. The admission fee gives you the right to come on the premises, enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the competitions, and all of that. The food prices are anywhere from $1 to $5, most of them being in the 2 to 4 range. And so instead of getting an 8-ounce portion of meat, you might get a 4-ounce portion of meat on kind of like a slider size roll or something like that. And that way, people can have multiple different tastes of different things. They can pick and choose what they want, and it keeps the cost rather low instead of sitting down and having one big meal of something. And we'll have, we'll erect about 50 tents. The tents will have different food vendors. It will have other kinds of vendors from the community that want to promote their products and services. But we'll also have dining under the tents for those who want to sit down and talk and just enjoy themselves. It's a 5-hour event. We'll have competitions in the morning and afternoon, and some surprises. This morning I was working on the possibility, and I really don't want this promoted yet because it's not official, but I was working on the possibility of getting a semifinalist from American Idol to come and entertain. And I think those kinds of things just, you know, add an attraction for different parts of our community, young and old, Jewish and non-Jewish. And, so we continue to try to embellish it as best we can.
No, that's great. I'm looking at all the different canned food collected from the attendees of Nosh Fest. It's going to go to the food bank. So you're providing for three different organizations. One is Feeding South Florida.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you had just said. I'm sorry.
I said that the food that you collect for Nosh Fest, you can be distributed to three different organizations.
Yes, there's a second and third organization. One is called the We Care Food Pantry, mm-hmm. and the third organization is known as Jewish Family Service. Now, they are the two Jewish organizations in Broward County that are responsible for delivery of food to the homes of people who need it. And so they receive some of the bounty that we collect. Feeding South Florida receives a bit more, but they're much more involved with us in terms of the planning, and so there's a slight difference in how we proportion it, but we like to think that we're taking care of not only Broward and not only Jewish folks, but a larger community, and that's why we encourage everyone to come, both for the entertainment value as well as for the good that it does.
Well, that's wonderful, and yeah, because I'm very much into the Jewish community. I've never heard of your event. I'm like,
we've awesome. You know, we've gotten some media support, print media, from articles that we've written, and we've done some advertising in some of the the Sun Sentinel and the Herald and places like that. But you know, we try to get out our press releases as far and as wide as we can. We were very fortunate that this past Sunday, the Boston Globe picked up on our website, and I ought to give you that site, but the Boston Globe picked up on our website and wrote an article on food destinations in its Sunday edition, and
oh, wow.
said, "We love the premier Jewish food festival in South Florida for its simplicity and community spirit," and then went on to describe it. So we're very fortunate. We're getting a lot of ink, more than we've gotten in the past. If you or your listeners wish to know, I mean, we have a website. It's www.noshfest.org. That's NOSHFEST.org. If they go there, they will be able to see exactly what we do, what our history is, the entertainment we provide, the competitions that we have. In fact, if you go on that site, you can even you can sign up to compete in the competition. You can sign up for tickets for food. There are some discounts for purchasing food tickets in advance, and because they're sold in dollar denominations. So we encourage everyone who hears about us to go on the site, because it will really give them a lot of information.
Yeah, I think it's, you know what, I really am interested. You have a team cooking competition?
We have two competitions. One is the team competition where one of the chefs from the Arts Institute will lead a team of four or five others. These teams will compete against one another. They'll all be given the same ingredients, and they have to produce an end product, and then it will be judged. And the judges will may be faculty members from the school. They may be professional restaurateurs or chefs in our community. And the winners will be acknowledged. So that's a lot of fun. We're going to do that in the morning and in the afternoon. And then last year we also had a pie eating contest. And that just was hilarious. And so people have insisted that we do that again this year. And we even had one state senator who participated in the event and actually won it. So he's
wow.
promised he's coming back. So it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There are some pictures that are posted on our website. And unfortunately, we don't have the hundreds of photos that were taken. We should try to add more, because you get a real taste, pardon the pun, for seeing how much fun people are having. It's just a real warm, friendly, fun event.
So how many pies do you go through?
I'm sorry?
How many pies do you guys go through on your contest?
For the contest, we give, you know, it's a pie per competitor. So as many competitors as we have, that's how many pies. And the supplier of the pies is a vendor of Key Lime Pie in Broward County who has supported our festival. And we actually, that's also available for purchase in the Nosh size or in a little mini pie.
Oh.
They're all Key Lime Pies, and they're just delicious. So he's our supplier for the contest as well, and it's just been a great add to our. It has really nothing to do with Jewish cuisine, but everything about having to do with having a lot of fun. And so we've added it, and people insist that we do it again this year.
Yeah.
So it's not how many pies you can eat; it's just how fast you can eat the one.
First one done, right?
Yeah.
First one done. So and we'll do that.
Full size
pie.
Oh wow!
And if you saw pictures, you may know the name. You know. State Representative Martin Kiar was the winner, and if you saw a picture of him with the whipped cream all over his face, I mean, you'd be chuckling. It's just, it's really fun. Howard Foreman, the clerk of the court in Broward, was another guy with whipped cream all over his face, and just an assortment of people who want to get into the action. And we videotaped some of the competitors in the team competition last year, and it was really competitive. It was just a lot of fun. So we have a social hall that allows us to put hundreds and hundreds of people in to view the competitions indoors. You know, we do that indoors because we need the cooking facilities. And then outdoors is our entertainment and the booths and everything else. So it's got a lot to offer to all different, you know, all different ages.
Yeah, I'm on your fan page too. You have a Facebook page.
We do, and we'd love to see more people on it. I think we're approaching 300 on it, but we'd love to see more and more. As I said, we're all volunteers. There's not one person that's being paid to work on this. So we do it in our spare time, and I think we do a good job under the circumstances, but we could always use more help and more support and more people that are cheerleading our event, because, you know, the more people that come, the more food we have to distribute to the food pantries, and that's what it's all about. And then the final thing you may want to know, not that I'm in any rush, but I just want to make sure I throw this in for you, is that we have, this year for the first time, we've decided, because we've become such great partners with Feeding South Florida, they have opportunities every month for organizations to come in and volunteer with them to help in the packing and the distribution of food to their 890 food pantries that they distribute to throughout the four county areas. And it's an amazing, I mean, 890 different recipients of, yeah, of food. So it's an enormous operation. And so we have made arrangements for the day before our NoshFest, which would be Saturday the 11th. We're bringing 50 of our congregants over to Feeding South Florida. And we're going to kick off our community service weekend by being volunteers for Feeding South Florida, and we're going to pack and prepare for shipping food for 3 hours Saturday morning. And we think it's going to be, it's just a great way to kick off our event, and 24 hours later we'll be doing our thing at our own event.
That is very nice. That's really
nice. Isn't
that
cool? Yeah. I think that's going to really, you know, really get us all anxious to get out there and collect some food the next day, because it's just it's an enormous undertaking. And quite frankly, you know, the public really doesn't realize how pervasive hunger is in our community.
Yeah.
You know, they think that by and large they see whatever they see, South Beach, or whether they see fancy cars or whatever it is, and they think, oh, this isn't much of a problem in Florida. Well, it's an enormous problem in Florida. And you know, so we're very conscious of it, and as we learn more, we want to do more, and that's why we're really strengthening the ties that we have with Feeding South Florida. We're very honored because Feeding South Florida, if you go on their website, they list community partners, and these are institutions that they think are very critical in the community to their success. And so if you went to their site, you'd see Publix and Winn-Dixie, and you'd see Walgreens, and you'd see this one and that one and the other one, but you'll also see NoshFest. And so we're very thrilled that they've included us as a community partner. I will tell you that our temple donates a lot of food to Feeding South Florida around the Jewish high holidays in the fall. And we also collect food for them on a third occasion during the year. So we're a long-standing friend of theirs, but this NoshFest is really growing by leaps and bounds. And I think the potential for it is so exciting that, you know, we think we can raise a lot more food, because it won't just be the families who are members of our congregation, but it'll be the public who comes and supports our endeavor. So it's a very exciting potential.
Oh, that's fantastic. I noticed that Black Tie Magazine posted something about NoshFest on their website.
There are quite a few that have, and we're going to continue to do that. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have been quoted by a lot of different papers, and we're finishing up our press releases to update them now. In fact, I just wrote finished up the press release for Feeding South Florida, who has a distribution network of 600 people on their, 6,000 people on their e-blast. So
wow,
They'll get it as well. So, you know, through good people like you and others that can really get the word out, we're going to do that. We're going to have some TV personalities that come, as they did last year, that come and say hello or help us with some, you know, run some of the contests. And the more we can do to entice people to come and join us, the happier we'll be.
That's beautiful.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope that you all can join us. And if there's anything else that I can do or say to get the word out, please call on me. You know how to find me. We hope to see you on February 12th.
Definitely. We'll promote it on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Thank you. And if you can send me, you know, any of the articles that you're using to promote, we want to keep those so that next year we can get back to you and make sure that we partner up again.
Oh, no, I'll send you a link for the an archive copy of today's show.
Okay, perfect.
So that you get more, you know, just for yourself. And that's fantastic. And thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little more information about this. Because when I heard about it, I was very excited.
You're more than welcome. I want to thank you on my behalf and on behalf of our temple and the community. I think it's just wonderful that when you take on a project like this, that the community, the media, and people who really care about causes like this really get behind you and do what they can for you. So thank you very much.
What a great thing. Thank you, Andy. You have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Very impressive. Very impressive.
I'm getting hungry, Tanya.
I know, me too. I'm ready for some noshing here. But
I haven't had lunch yet, so I think I'm going to do some noshing in a bit.
I have to do one meeting, and then I'll be noshing after that. After here, I got to go to a meeting, and then I'll be eating like crazy. Actually, I'm going to go check out a new restaurant that they want me to take a look at. It's a friend of a... Remember the restaurant we went to, Muddy Waters, that we used to go to? Well, there's another restaurant that opened up. It's one of my best friend's friend. It's their new restaurant. They want me to check it out, so I'm going to go check it out later on. But this is really nice of them that they're doing, you know, collecting all this amount of food, but also have creating such a fun event out of it. And I'm starving.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be really fun. And I'm glad that they could call in, and we'll, you know, maybe just the week before we'll remind people that it's going on the show.
No, definitely. It's such a good thing. They have some really good sponsors too. So, and I have a feeling this is like in the next, like watch this in the, on their fifth or the sixth Nosh Fest. This place, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be big. Because anything that continues going, it usually gets bigger and bigger. Because I remember when the was it the Miami Beach, the food and wine. I remember when it first started, and then now, my God, it's like huge. Do you do anything with that, down the food and wine, for the Miami?
I did not. Well, I attended last year, but I just went to the big event.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little video about it. And I went to a couple of little cheese tastings and things like that. But
yeah, I figure you'd be writing some stuff.
The person to really watch for that is the South Florida Food and Wine blog. Course, which mm-hmm. we need to have her on the show also because she just published a book. I never get this right, but it's the Food Lover's Guide to Miami and Fort Lauderdale or something like that. And it's a bunch of capsule reviews plus some other really cool things in the book, like recipes and from, you know, local chefs. And she's having a book signing around that time, actually, I believe. I'm not at home, so I don't have my calendar in front of me, but...
It's called the Food Lover South Florida Guide?
Yeah, it's the South Florida Guide to Food and Wine, or the Food Lover to South Florida, something like that, or Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I see it's Food Lover's Guide to Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, if you go to the South Florida Food and Wine blog...
Yeah, I see it right here. They have all these different ones. Food Lover's Guide to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Here you go. Yeah, definitely. We should. Let's see. I think she's doing January 18th, and she is doing the book signing.
Oh, okay. So it's really, I thought it was next month, but it's...
Yeah, it's at Books and Books in Coral Gables. And it's a video of you.
Indeed, I interviewed her on video.
Yeah, it's on the front page of, not front, but I did a search, and I pulled up SouthFloridaFoodAndWine.com, and there's, wow, where were you guys eating? That looks good. I'm hungry. And it's a video with you on a private yacht docked on the Intercoastal in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. That was not one of my best interviews, by the way, because we kind of scripted the interview, and I don't like, you know, being scripted, because it just flows better when it's
natural. I totally agree with you.
And wants some information that she wanted to get out. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, Carlos Miller shot that for us.
He filmed, edited, and directed you.
Day together.
Yeah, I know. And anytime I do anything, if somebody gives me a script and they tell me to follow it, I get all like, I don't know, I can't get comfortable with it. And I goof up, but if I just, like, they tell me this is what needs to get, this is the information we need to get across, just do it as long as it comes across smoothly, that's fine. I'm okay with it, but if you tell me what to say, when to say it, how to say it, I'll mess it up. I'm good at that. But yeah, this is, so she wrote a book about this. She should have, like, the Food Lover's Guide. I know most of the guides these days, that they're all converting into, like, apps. Like any type of guide for anything.
You mean like a telephone?
Yeah, like a mobile app. That's what I'm seeing the trend is. All these different guides that they're coming out with, that's being converted to apps for people. So they can have it on their phone. I would buy this app.
Yeah, I don't know if she has plans for that or what her publisher has in mind, but yeah, that would be a good idea to have some of that information on there.
Yeah, because it's nice. But so there's like a whole bunch of stuff coming up that's in South Florida.
Yes, we do. We have, well, you know, Hard Camp, of course, February 2nd. And then we've, Hard Camp was announced today, that's the 19th. And then Word Camp is that same weekend, but it looks like a Friday and Saturday kind of thing.
Now the food and the South Beach Wine and Food Festival is February 23rd to the 26th. That should be a jam-packed event. I'm just looking at this, how crazy this is. So much food.
Yeah, so it looks like it's
going to
be a really good month.
Yeah, January, usually February is the month that, I don't know, February goes by quickly. January, I think people are just planning.
What was that, Tanya? You sounded a bit muffled
right there. No, I said January seems like it's a planning month, but February, I feel that things go by so quickly. Like the events after events after events. It's nonstop. And all this food stuff. I gotta stop looking at the food.
Well, right now, all I can think about is Hard Camp. There's a lot of work involved in Hard Camp. But I'm also submitting a talk idea for WordPress Camp, so I hope to be part of that like I was last year.
And WordPress, is it gonna be down in Miami?
Yeah, at the University of Miami. And I think this year they're doing like a beginner's track on the day before.
Uh-huh.
So that if you're a complete newbie
to
WordPress, you can kind of go and learn more about the structure and the site building. So that when you get there on Saturday, you have a little bit more background. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at the WordCamp Miami 2012 info right here. So it's going to be February 17th to the 18th.
Yeah, and on Sunday is part. So it's a crazy camp month.
There's a lot of camp going on. And the pricing is not bad either. For the full WordCamp experience, it's $25. For that weekend?
Oh, yeah. It's a really great deal. I mean, you get both days for $20.
Wasn't it sold out last year? I remember last year was being sold out. It was crazy.
It was sold out.
Yeah, because it was like... So right now they're accepting speakers?
Yeah, the deadline for speakers is on Friday.
Ah. I see. Yeah, because it should be fun.
So, what do you have coming up, Tanya?
No, I have some whole bunch of stuff from my work that I'm, from my company and my stuff that I'm doing with Sandra Lopez. Because, you know, we have our teeth whitening business that we're getting ready to, we launched it last year, but we really never, we got into one clinic, but we never really did much with it. So this year we have a lot of stuff to it because what we're going to do is a little bit different of what most people would perceive teeth whitening business should be about. So that's what I'm doing right now. And, I'm just checking out all the different things. Oh, yeah, I went to WordCamp Miami, and then I was, like, reading a post that we did March 1st, 2011. On WordCamp Miami's Facebook page. From last year's show.
What page is this?
I said last year we had David Pizzette on. For WordCamp Miami for our show, so.
I can't hear you. You sound muffled again.
No, I said last year we had David Pizzette on our show to talk about WordCamp.
We did, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm on their Facebook page, and I noticed the post from last year.
Oh,
March 1st, 2011. Because last year they had it March 5th.
Uh-huh.
But this year they're going to do it in February, so. But let me go ahead and round up the show. And thanks for getting Stuart on today, Maria. This is awesome. That was awesome. I did not know about that. But Noshfest.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I want to make sure I want to wish J.D. Stone happy birthday. And Phil from Pluratech, happy birthday. This is my two friends' birthdays from Facebook. Do you have any birthday shout-outs?
No, I can't think of any right now.
So everybody have a great day, and make sure you tune in tomorrow to Social Chats No Aging with Sandra Lopez and I. And Maria, again, have a great day, and I will talk to you later, Maria.
All right, talk to you soon, Tanya.
Bye.